Hello, this is Sunny Harris, talking today about Futures Trading 101. I'm a mathematician, programmer, trader, and author. I just finished my eighth book, and it should be out in the next, well, maybe by the end of this month. Before you trade, always know that past performance is not a predictor of future results. All investing involves risk of loss. And your capital is at risk when you invest. You can lose some or all of your money. So never risk more than you can afford to lose. I have all the disclosures, including this one and the next one, on my website. I will be posting these slides later today. So be sure to click and see the full disclosure. This talk is for educational purposes only. And here's the full disclaimer. So please take a look at it. I'm a professional trader. And I've been trading for over 42 years. I trade stocks and futures and crypto. I do not trade options. I only know how to lose money with options, so that's not something I do. I used to trade, all kinds of things. Commercial real estate, investment diamonds, gold, silver, municipal bonds, all kinds of things like that. But I've focused for many years now, 36 of them, I have focused on the E-mini, which is what I really love to trade. But I also do trade stocks. Some people call them equities. And I trade those on with the same indicators that I always use on everything else, but I trade them on a longer term chart. So stocks I trade on daily charts and the E-mini, and sometimes I trade gold and bonds, and I trade them on 5-minute charts. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, but first I'm going to show you something about how I trade. And before that, I'm going to show you a couple of quips. These are unsolicited emails that I get, and I post them on my website under quips. Aaron says, I made 5,772 on the first day of my free trial of Sunnybands. Speaking of which, anybody that wants a free trial of Sunnybands, just there's my phone number at the bottom of the screen. It is my cell phone. So text me the word Sunnybands, and I'll set you up with a free trial. So Sunnybands told him exactly where the turns were, even with the high volatility today. He says, you're one of the very few people that allows test drives. It's nothing short of amazing. Jack said, this is a work of art. I can't tell you how impressed I am. Jack is a new client of mine who's 82 years old and is doing a great job of trading. Michael says, I do like how you're straightforward and really seem to care about helping people succeed. I believe you stand apart in this industry. So in previous talks, I've talked about my Sunnybands and my histogram and the meaning of the word futures and different commodities and derivatives, short versus long, expiration. I talk about all kinds of things. I love to educate people. I love to be sure that you understand what you're doing and you're not just pushing buy and sell buttons. I've talked about margin requirements and how to make a six-figure income and trading versus investing and moving averages of all kinds and different time frames. I've showed my scan for symbols that I trade. And lots of times I show Fibonacci retracements, which I really like. This time, though, we're going to talk about different futures contracts. We're going to do Futures 101. And then we're going to look at a little video recording of my screen this morning, watching the market actually do something. Here's another quip. I wanted to say I love those Sunnybands. I can tell you have had 42 years of experience in day trading. I've gained 10% up on my account during this 7-day free trial period. That's Devin. My trading hero is a hedge fund manager named Monroe Trout, and he believes in order to become a good and successful trader, it's very important for investors to be rational and have their emotions under control. According to Mr. Trout, a successful trader is rational, analytical, able to control emotions, practical, and profit-oriented. There's only one reason to trade, and that's to make money. But to be a rational and unemotional trader, you must have a proven system and follow the system. By proven system, I mean one that you've back-tested and forward-tested and realized whether it works or does not work. There's no need to follow a system that doesn't work. So we're going to look at some future symbols here. These are all kinds of futures, not just the E-mini, but corn and crude oil and feeder cattle and gold and all kinds of things, sugar, soybeans, silver, 30-year treasury bonds, wheat, lots of different symbols. How do you know which one to trade? That's the question. And that's what I'm going to show you here is how I pick what I trade or how I picked it years ago. In the very back, usually it's within the back three pages of technical analysis of Stocks and Commodities magazine, there's something they call the futures liquidity table. And I'll make this a little larger so you can see that the S&P E-mini is at the very top and the dots go all the way across the page. And then there's two greater than symbols showing you that there's more out to the right. There's just lots and lots. And these other ones go out to the beyond the right side of the page. But this one is the 30-year T-bond, and you can see that it has this much liquidity. By liquidity, I mean people out there doing buying and selling. There's lots of trades exchanging hands. Back in the olden days when they had a floor in the Merck, if you'd go to the lumber pitch, you'd see way down below the bottom of this chart, there's only two people standing in the lumber pit trying to trade, whereas in the E-mini pit, there were, close to 100 people standing around buying and selling from each other. So if there's only two people in the lumber pit and they both want to sell, how are you going to sell? They're going to sell and take the buy orders. So it's really important to know that you're trading something that's highly liquid. Don't buy something you can't sell. In other words, pick the ones near the top of that liquidity table, and they are the S&P 500 E-mini, 10-year T-note, the 30-year T-bond, the Russell 2000 E-mini, and the NASDAQ 100 E-mini, and crude oil and natural gas. They're all near the top. So any one of those could be a good thing to trade, but don't trade the ones down at the bottom. Now, I'm a mathematician, so I think everything has to be analyzed mathematically. It's just my nature. So I'm going to look at the margin requirements for these symbols, and I'm going to say, what's the overnight margin? Because that's what they're going to hold out of your account in case you go overnight. And you can see that Bitcoin futures on the CME have a margin of $41,800. So let's call it $42,000. And I always trade with double the margin requirement in my account. So you need $84,000 to trade one CME Bitcoin futures contract. Corn, on the other hand, we go across here and you can see it's $25.50, which is not very much. So with $5,000 in the account, I would trade corn. And then if we go down the list here, we've got milk down at $13.50, but you didn't hear that on the liquidity table. This is a little program written for TradeStation, and I trade with TradeStation. That's my platform. And they don't pay me to say that, but I program in easy language, which is their programming language, and it really is easy. And that's why I use it, because I can just real quickly test any idea. People come to me and ask me to program their ideas for them and do the proving part of the equation. And I love to do that and test people's strategies. And that's why I use EasyLang. Now, if we sort these according to the overnight, do I do the overnight margin or the intraday margin? I think it's the intraday margin. So you can see the highest margin on top now, and you can look down the list and see the margin requirements for each of these. Now, you might say, well, I only have $4,000 in my account, so I can't trade anything. Or I only have $4,500 in my account, so I'm going to trade the 4510, so I'm going to trade the Swiss franc. But if the Swiss franc is not high on the liquidity table, there's no reason to trade it. There are other things that you can trade, micro contracts. So if you can't afford the $12,000 margin on the E-mini, you can afford the $1,200 margin on the micro contract. Now I'm going to compare margin to liquidity, and we're going to look at the symbols, the intraday symbols and the overnight symbols, and see that the ES intraday margin is 1,232 and the overnight is 10 times that much, 12,320. Treasuries are 1,155, but the overnight's 2,310. US bonds are 2,310 with the overnight at 4,620. So that's certainly cheaper to trade than the overnight. But again, we want to know more than that. We want to know how many points are possible within the day. And I'll show you how I look at that. The Russell 2000, 1705 intraday. And look at this. This is way more than double, but it's not 10 times as much. So 6,820 for the Russell 2000. Soybeans, intraday and overnight are the same. So you might want to, that futures margin thing that I showed you, was from a master programmer named Chris Davey. And let's see, C21 Trading Systems. Let me look that up right quick on my database. And Chris is at C21TradingSystems@gmail.com. So if you want to get a copy of that margin requirements program, it's really handy. So now we're going to compare dollars to points. So we're going to look at price scale, which on the E-mini is 50. No, I'm sorry, it's 100. What am I saying? The minimum move is $12.50. The big point value is 50. And the dollars per point is going to be in this, $50 a point on the E-mini. So this is a summary of all those symbols that I brought up to you. And in this, this is a radar screen within TradeStation. So I've got the price scale, the minimum move, the big point value, and the dollars per point. Mistakenly didn't put the E-mini on here, but let's look at the NQ for a second. So it has price scale of 100, just like the E-mini, but it has a minimum move of $25, whereas the E-mini has $12.50. The big point value for NQ is 20, and the so that's and it's $5 a point. So every time the NQ moves $5, you've moved a point. Now, I've also added the ATR, which stands for average true range. And you can see all the average true ranges to see how far they move in a day. This is a daily analysis. So corn moves $20 a day, 20 points a day, I'm sorry. Crude mean moves $1.88 per day, or 1.88 points, sorry. Then under average daily range, I've got this middle column, which shows me that the average range in the day is 20 3/8 on corn. On US, it's 1 10/32 on the day. So that's not very much. Bonds tend to move more. They tend to trend more. So they move in a direction longer than just going up and down like so many charts do. Now let's sort it by the ATR. And we see that the NQ is on the top. So that's the NASDAQ 100. And it has an average to range of 214 points. And you can see right here that average daily range is 214.61. So when I snap a picture of this chart, then you can see that we were almost above the average daily range, which tells you something. Soybeans, 33 7/8 points on an average day. And on this day, they were up 31. They had an average true range of 31 points. So if you're interested in this, I'd be happy to get you a copy of this so you can sort your symbols and see how that works. Now, if we compare margin to the ATR, you can see that on corn, we've got a margin of 28.05, average true range of 20, and you can make 0.73. That's the margin divided by the average true range, 0.73% on a typical day. On the NQ, $18,000 margin, 214 average true range, and you could make 1.16% on a day. Now, I have another indicator that I'm going to show you in a few minutes that I call PHW, which stands for potential hourly wage. And I'll show you how we can even make more than that. Let me explain what a tick is. The exchanges establish the minimum amount that a price can fluctuate, and that's called a tick. So with the E-mini, it moves $12.50. With the NQ, it was able to move $5. A tick for the ES, like I just said, is $12.50. For the US, T-bonds, it's $31.25 a tick. So you can lose a lot more money real fast if the US moves against you versus the ES. Tick for the NQ is $5. And the exchanges also set some limits for daily price movements. And these are for protection against disaster, and they ensure orderly markets. Maybe you've heard of lock limit down. Back in the old days, it used to go lock limit down, rarely lock limit up, but mostly lock limit down. And what that meant was the trading went down too much too fast, and so they locked trading. In other words, you can't make any more trades until they unlock it. So, I mean, I've heard of moves staying locked for 6, 7, 8 days before they get enough buy orders in to close out those sales. So you've got to have buy orders in order to bring the market back up before they will unlock it. They have daily and hourly limits as well. And different futures have different limits. They're not all the same. And if you click, when you go to my website and join as a free mentor, you can see these slides and click on this to see all the CME's limits, their different limits. Let's look at some charts for a minute. This is the E-mini on a daily chart. And you can see the yellow dots here on the chart. These are my PHW, or potential hourly wage. And these show the perfect turning points. These dots do not appear in advance. They only can measure a turning point after it happened. But I print out my charts every night, and I've done that for 42 years. And I have a 3-ring binder that I keep these things in. And I look at these dots to see, did I do as well as the yellow dots did? I'm always looking to see how I can improve my trading all these years later. So I'm looking for, where are the yellow dots and how was my trading with respect to that? Let's go back a second. Let me explain what's on this chart. The green bands are my sunny bands. So there's green on the outside. So this is the upper outer band. And this one down here is the lower outer band, the green one. The teal bands on the inside are the inner bands, upper inner band and lower inner band. Now, these bands are calculated based on the gold and purple lines that are in the center. This is a special moving average that I call my dynamic moving average. And it's a gold and purple line. Gold typically means long, that the market's moving up. And you can see where over here, you can see purple went on top, showing you bearish activity. So these lines, the inner line is 1.2 average true ranges from the dynamic moving average. And that makes the average true range also dynamic, because this moving average is calculating its own inputs with every tick of the market. I created this many years ago because I found that most moving averages give you a lot of whipsaw in periods like this, right through here, in periods like this, the moving averages, and over here, the moving averages will cross back and forth, and give you false signals. And I found very quickly that those false signals produce losses and usually exceed the trending period, the wins that you get in the trending period. So I don't use typical moving averages anymore. I use my sunny bands and the dynamic moving average. Now, down below, this is a histogram, gold and red, purple and green, which represents the difference between the gold and purple line on the dynamic moving average. So you can, and this is a small scale. You can see right over here on the right, this is only 12 points, where we're up to 4,500 points on the chart itself. And this is gold to tell me that the gold line is on top, and it's red to tell me that they're getting closer together and looking at turning down. Back here, when purple is underneath the zero line, it tells me purple's on top, and the green tells me we're looking at a turn and it's looking to go up. The bottom indicator I call who's on top, because it tells me at a glance who's on top, purple or gold. So I can real quickly, in periods like this, on the left, where they're very, very close together, and I can't tell, I can glance down at the bottom and see that those are purple dots, so purple's on top. All of my software, all of my indicators, is simply programmed for my own use and my own trading. And if you're interested in getting it, you can have a copy too. Of course, it's not free, but you can have a free trial for 7 days and use it for yourself. And as you read in the quips and quotes, a lot of people make money during the free trial. This is the same E-mini, but this one's on a 15-minute basis. And you can see I've got several more indicators on here, all again to make my trading life easier. When the bars candles are blue and magenta, it means we're in the night session. So all along there, that's the night session until right here, and they start plotting in red and green. And the red and green is the day session. I don't like to trade the night session. It doesn't start really trading very well until about 3 o'clock in the morning, California time. And I'm not up at 3 o'clock in the morning and not interested in trading at 3 o'clock in the morning either. So I do not trade that night session. I just trade the day session. And this, again, makes it real easy for me to tell when the day session starts and ends, because of all I have to do is glance at the colors and see what's going on. It's particularly useful when I print my charts out, which I do in color, which is also why I don't use a black background, because I'd use up all my ink with one chart. So this shows me at a glance what's going on when I print out the charts. And the yellow square is actually, it's an example in the new book that Sam and I wrote. And it's called OME Rectangle. but it's actually the opening range. So I put a box around the opening range so I can see what happened. And you'll notice that after that first, sometimes I put a half an hour, sometimes I put an hour. That looks like it's an hour. And you can see that price rebounds after that opening range. This is the E-mini on a 60-minute chart. And again, we can see the bar coloring show me what's night and what's day. And I've got another indicator that puts the day of the week and the date on it. And when I print out my 5-minute charts every night, I can make sure that I have them all in the right order because I can see the day of the week and the date. So again, I just write stuff for my own entertainment, kind of. I just try to make my life easier. Here we are back to the E-mini on a daily chart. This one is of the NASDAQ, so you can see how it trades. This is a 15-minute chart, and you can see how the NASDAQ trades. Very much like the E-mini, up and down, back to the bands, up to the... Oh, and there's one more rule. When the DMA is flat, you see this DMA, we don't just go from outer band to outer band. When the DMA is flat, that tells me that the market is congested, and I don't like to trade congested markets unless I feel like scalping that day. Because when it's flat and congested, we're only going to move just a little bit, inner band to inner band, and right around this DMA, and there's only just a few cents to scalp during that time, which is not my preference. Here's corn on a 15-minute chart. You can see here that it trends overnight, tends to trend overnight. So if you wanted to trade something besides the E-mini and you're looking for something like corn, or if I had a student once upon a time that only wanted to trade corn and beans because that's what he grew in his farm and that's what he wanted to hedge his farm with. So he used sunny bands to trade corn on intraday charts. And these trends, as I said, happen overnight. So maybe this would be better on a daily chart. Here's soybeans, 15-minute chart. Same kind of thing. Soybeans and corn are companion charts. And you see they trend very much alike. Here's gold on a 15-minute chart. And you can see it's kind of in a narrow band. There's not much trading going on intraday on gold. So I trade gold on a daily chart. Here we have bonds. Again, same indicators. All my indicators work on any time frame and any symbol. So if you're interested in the bonds, you can see they tend to trend. They do trade during the day session and the night session both because they're overnight commodities. Let's talk for a minute about buying and selling. If you want to buy something in the hopes it will go up, you go long. If you want to exit or close your position, you sell to get out of that long position. So you had a buy, now you have a sell, and you've closed your position. If you want to go short, hoping that the price will go down, you sell, and that'll take you, if you don't have an open position, you sell, and then you go short. To exit a short position, you buy it back. So really, with shorts, the entry book is short one entry, which is why would they call it going short, because the book's short one entry, because you're selling something first on the promise that you will buy it back later. And believe me, you have to buy it back if you did that. This is the quick trade bar on TradeStation. You can see I have the current contract in here, and they have a buy button and a sell button. So you can buy the bid and sell the ask by clicking those buttons. If you want to buy or sell at the market, you can click this button, buy or sell. It also, in these little numbers underneath by the buy, big buy button, you can see a 15. So you can see that there are 15 orders out on the buy side and 29 orders out on the sell side. That might influence your decision whether to buy or sell. Here we have chart trading, which is a very similar thing. And you can see that you can click the buy or sell buttons to buy the bid and sell the ask the same way. But the nice thing about this is you can also hold the control key and then click on the chart above where it is or below where it is in order to place entries at limit prices. So you have to memorize control and alt. Control is to buy, alt click is to sell. And I'm going to give you a little sales pitch and then we're going to go back into some more charts and the recording of this morning's trading session. So I'm going to show you what I offer and then I'll show you a live chart. And we're going to talk about how I would trade it. So wait for it. Don't go away yet. Again, I have to say that all these things were programmed for my own use in my own trading. Unlike some vendors who program things to sell, I program things for use. And When you get them, I show you exactly how I use them. I don't hold anything back. Some people will give you sort of a wave of the hands and give you some of the rules, but not all the rules, because they hold the rest of the rules back for their own trading. And I don't do that. I tell you everything I'm doing, and I train you to use them for free. And then you also need to know that I am always available by phone or email. I, as I said, sleep 6.5 hours a day, and I work weekends as well. I do have bundled discounts available. If you click on this, when you see the slides, you'll see that there's an offer going on right now till July 31st to get these things at a discount. I also have free stuff on Money Mentor. If you sign up as a free member, you get access to the members only sections of Money Mentor. And I did a strategy trading forum. All these things I did with Sam Tennis, who's my current writing partner. Strategy trading forum. We did a technical analysis forum. Then we did a 5-week easy language forum, which is not free, but it's almost free. But it's 5 weeks, 1 hour sessions to learn how to program easy language. And it's all available on Money Mentor, which is my website. I offer education and consulting, easy language programming services. I love to program for people. I offer mentoring, a complete trading bookstore. So you can click on these and it takes you right to the Amazon book that you want. And there is not lots of novels and all kinds of other things. It's just trading books. I offer a distance learning course and the indicators I use myself in my own trading. On Wednesday mornings, I do a live trading room. You might want to join that tomorrow morning. I'd be happy to give you free entry for it. It is subscription only. I'll give you free entry tomorrow morning. If you send me a text, here's my cell phone down at the bottom of this monitor. So you can send me a text at 760-908-3070, or you can give me a call at the same number, or you can send me an email at sunny@moneymentor.com. Sorry about that phone ringing in the background. I also do a Sunday night newsletter called Sunny Side of the Street, in which I use my own indicators to analyze current markets. I analyze 15 different markets every week, and I have a special offer. If you get the bundles, you can save up to 20%. If you want a free trial, all you have to do is give me a call or send me an email, or you can text Sunnybands to my cell phone number, and I'll help you start your free trial. So these slides will be posted. Sign up for free membership at membership@HTML. Or they will be on the membership page. Just go to moneymentor.com and click on membership. Okay, let's go back and look at some charts. Actually, you know what? Let's do some questions here. We've got something in the chat. Looks like we might have some questions. Oh, good. I love questions. 42 years. Yes, I am dating myself. And I'll just tell you even more. I'm 74 years old and I'm still trading, and I will until the day I drop. I've always seen that. Explain it. I don't know what you want me to explain, but if Mav or Maeve, I'm not sure. If you want to tell me what you'd like me to explain, I'd be happy to. Let's see. What at Trading Systems C21? It was C21TradingSystems@gmail.com. That's how you can get that margin program that I showed you, because margins change sometimes daily, sometimes monthly. But if you want to know what the current margin is, that C21 margin, the best program to do that. And yes, you can definitely get the PDF for the slides of these presentations. They'll be on moneymentor.com under membership. I'd be happy to share that. Dynamic moving average, is it based on volume? Not at all. It is based on calculus. I wrote a bunch of calculus programs to calculate the length of the moving average dynamically. So you don't have to put a moving average length in it. Like, you know, a simple moving average will have default inputs of 9 and 18 for the lengths. On this one, it calculates its own length. How much profit and loss fluctuation do I tolerate? Not much. I don't like loss. I like the profit to fluctuate, but I don't like the loss to fluctuate. I have had in my life two losing years in 42 years of trading, and it happens. So it's one of the things you just have to get used to. And I've had some million-dollar years. So it's just a hit or miss sometimes. My friend Larry Williams, who's the legendary Larry Williams trader, who I'm going to see in Las Vegas early next month, says, what is it he says? First of all, he says, time It takes time to make money. So he trades daily charts. And he also says we're all guessing. So at any given point of time, when you enter a trade, you've got a 50% chance of being right and a 50% chance of being wrong. And that's Larry, who's been trading longer than I have. Any other questions? I'd be happy to find out what Mav wanted to know. What did you, I've always seen that, explain it. So what did you want me to explain, Mav or Maeve or Maverick? All right, so let's go back to some charts now. We already did all that. Yeah, you have me here for free for a while. So I charge $535 an hour for mentoring. So it's your chance to ask me all you want for free. So this is a 22-minute recording. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but I'm going to watch for those of you who don't have live data or who haven't actually seen a chart actually work during a live session. I'm going to play this for you. Now I don't know if you can hear the bing and bong sounds, but I wrote a little indicator for myself that I call bing ticks because it makes a bing with every uptick of the market and a bong with every down tick of the market. And that tells me if I've got my attention on something else, it tells me without me having to look at the chart whether we're going up or down. See, I can hear. Come on. Bing, click, click is sideways. So I used to call the floor of the exchange back in the olden days. And I would listen to the traders on the floor yelling and screaming at each other. And I could hear the activity, whether it was moving really fast or slow or lots of buys and lots of sells, I could tell by the sound of the market. And when the floors of the exchange went away, I wanted to still be able to hear that. So I created this little indicator, and I don't trade without it. Every time I'm trading, I have bing ticks on my chart. You can also see in green up here at the top, it says UOB, which is upper outer band, and it gives you the exact value where the band is right at that moment in time. If you were entering your buy and sell orders by hand, then you can tell exactly what the price is you want to enter them at. UIB stands for upper inner band, and you can see it's teal, just like the upper inner band is. Again, I key off color coding. Watch this midline go gold, and right now it's still gold, and a second ago it was purple. So at a glance, that tells me right at this moment, at this tick on the chart, gold is on top. On the DMA, the gold and purple lines, the gold one's on top. When it turns purple, it tells me that the purple line's on top. Going back to the bands, we've got LIB for lower inner band, gives me the exact price in teal to match the teal inner band. And LOB is lower outer band with that exact price. You see that jump? You can see that the band turned up and you can see the new prices. The red and blue dots on this chart are called current price, and they show me exactly where current price is without me having to look too closely at that candle. And I can see that it's blue telling me price, the last few prices have been up, and there's a red remnant hanging out over there. And it tells me that we had a down price before we had these two up ones. Also, I can see crossover gold on top at 8:15 this morning from 545.89 and a quarter. And the mid angle tells me the angle at which the gold and purple lines are either rising or falling. If the mid angle is less than 5, I consider that to be sideways. So it's at 6 right now, 10. You can see it's moving up and the angle's changing with it. So it's going up. It also tells me the difference between the inner bands is 2.47 something, and the difference between the outer bands is 4. So I can tell if it moves from band to band, I've got 4 points to work with. If it moves from inner band to inner band, I've got about 2.5 points there to work with. Also on the bottom at the histogram, you can see we've got gold vertical bars, and watch them change as price changes. You can see they're moving up. And they, again, measure the difference between the gold and purple. And you can see as the difference gets greater, look back over here to the left. You can see as the difference gets greater and greater, these lines get taller and taller. So this is a confirmation for me of where I want to enter the trades. And again, this who's on top is on the bottom, showing me real quickly whether purple or gold is on top. And I'm just getting ready to add a strategy. We're going to add the VWAP to this chart. And I don't like their standard deviations on it. So I set those 2 to 0. And now we have a magenta line that's kind of through the center of the chart. And I'm also going to draw, a trend line there on price. And you can see when price goes above that trend line that we've broken out from the current trend. And we can put one more on there, put a horizontal line on there. I call horizontal lines attractors. I call more than horizontal lines attractors. Trend lines are attractors. Sunny bands are attractors. Moving averages are attractors. And they are where price is attracted to. That's where I call them attractors. Price tends to go to those areas over and over again. So we see attractors at work. Okay, I'm not going to sit through the rest of that session with you. I'm going to pause it and we'll go forward. So I'm Sunny Harris. I've got a Skype address, Sunny J. Harris, and my cell phone again. Please call me on Pacific time. I don't take calls at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can email me anytime, sunny@moneymentor.com. And there's the website, moneymentor.com. And if you want a free trial, just text Sunny Bands to my cell phone and I'll set you up. That's funny. Oh, that's not funny. That was the end of the presentation. Okay, I'm going to close that off. I'm going to quit sharing my screen. There we go. And let's see if there's any more. Thanks for your knowledge and sharing. You're certainly welcome. I love to do it. The time frame I normally use is 5 minutes on my e-mini chart, and I use daily charts for stocks. And the trading platform I'm using is TradeStation. See if we've got anything else down below there. We don't have anything else. So that's it for me, David.